Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hi, you're about to get smarter in just a few minutes with Curiosity Daily from Discovery. Time flies when you're learning super cool stuff. I'm Nate.
And I'm Callie. If you're dropping in for the first time, welcome to Curiosity, where we aim to blow your mind by helping you to grow your mind. If you're a loyal listener, welcome back.
Today, you'll learn about how people who have lost the power of speech could get their voices back through AI, the cool truth about the weighted blanket fad, and an 8-billion-year-old blast from outer space.
Without further ado, let's satisfy some curiosity. I've got some great news. Scientists have analyzed human neurosurgical recordings using a crazy deep learning architecture, and with the help of a rule-based differentiable speech synthesizer, they were able to decode speech parameters from cortical signals.
Wow, cool. That's great. I don't know what any of that means.
Okay, I was kind of hoping you would say that. So as complicated as everything I just said was, it's got nothing on what these scientists were studying, the human voice.
Yes, that I understand. I know the muscles and the thoughts and the neurons and everything involved in how we speak is incredibly complex, right?
Oh, absolutely. Obviously, speaking just comes in totally naturally for most of us. It's not something we even have to think about. But when you start to take into account just the muscles involved, the complexity starts to spin out of control. We're not just moving our jaws in very specific ways in order to produce sounds, but our tongues have to change shape with every single beat we make.
That is a ton of coordinating. And then add to that pitch and volume. Just thinking about going into whispering makes my head spin.
Okay, well, prepare to have your mind blown, because in order to make all of these split-second adjustments to our speech, our brains have to be able to listen to the words we're speaking.
All right, so let me get this right. Our brains are controlling muscles, pitch, tone, volume, and all that, while it's listening to the words that are coming out of our own mouths. Talk about walking and chewing gum at the same time.
Yeah, kinda. And that's what makes studying the neural processes that drive the mechanics of our speech so difficult. There are just a bajillion things firing all at once. That's where this new study comes in. They wanted to understand exactly what's going on when the brain is simultaneously producing speech and listening to it.
So how on earth do you do that?
Deep learning and neural networks.
Artificial brains, AI.
Exactly. They recruited a group of patients who suffer from refractory epilepsy. These patients had electrodes implanted in their brains for a week to monitor their condition, and so this research team asked if they would be willing to have 64 more tiny electrodes implanted so that they could gather the data.
Wow, so they gathered the neural impulses and analyzed them using AI?
That is right. It allowed them to see for the very first time the complicated neural mechanisms that go into our speech.
That's pretty incredible, but let me play devil's advocate here for a second. Why do we need to understand this? Remember, we said speech is just something we can do without thinking about it. Is being able to understand what's happening useful?
Well, that's the thing. This study could change the lives of potentially millions of people. Every year, millions of people around the world lose their ability to speak, whether it's from an accident or an illness, and that can be devastating. So in the past, there have been ways to let them speak again with certain tech. Maybe the most famous example was physicist Stephen Hawking, who suffered from ALS and lost his voice after severe pneumonia forced doctors to perform a tracheotomy in 1985.
Right. That's an incredible story. He spoke through a computer, basically, right?
Yeah, his voice was pretty distinct because it sounded basically like a robot.
Hard to miss.
Yeah. So this study's findings actually make it possible to develop synthetic voices that sound just like your own voice. What they've created isn't a Stephen Hawking-style voice machine. It's a system that can decipher the brain's neural activity and create speech that is indistinguishable from your own.
Okay. That's incredible. Because if you think about it, our voices are sort of like our fingerprints or the way we look. Like our voice is very personal.
And in that way, for people who have lost their voice, this could be like giving them their identity back.
I am speechless.
Ooh.
Too much? Okay, sorry.
Too far.
A new study is offering up yet another reason to jump on the weighted blanket bandwagon.
Ooh, I love my weighted blanket. It makes me a heavy sleeper.
Oof. It's funny you should say that because the results of this study point to the benefits of weighted blankets in helping kids with ADHD get a good night's rest. But before we get to the study, let's talk about weighted blankets for anyone out there who's been hiding under a rock for the past few years.
Or, you know, just hiding under a normal blanket.
Exactly. A puny, lightweight, normal blanket. So weighted blankets are basically just extra heavy blankets. They came around decades ago when researchers noticed that people with autism and anxiety, and even PTSD, found the extra weight and pressure soothing and calming.
Yeah, no, it's just about the cuddliest thing ever. Like, sliding under one of those things is like getting the warmest hug on earth. It is very soothing.
Well, and that's the thing. It didn't take too long for them to make their way out of the clinic and onto the sales shelves for the general public. People loved them and made all kinds of claims about them.
Yeah, but the biggest claim was that they eased anxiety, right?
Yeah, and studies actually suggest that claim is pretty spot on. And that's kind of amazing because imagine a treatment for something as crippling as anxiety that isn't a medication with all sorts of side effects.
Oh, sure. If you can skip the drugs and just go straight to the cocoon for relief, I mean, that's a good thing.
Exactly. Obviously, it's not a miracle cure for everyone, but the benefits got researchers wondering what other problems weighted blankets might help with. And that led them to children with ADHD.
Okay, I think I see where this is going.
So children with ADHD, it turns out, can struggle to get to sleep. And once they finally do get to sleep, they often have trouble staying asleep. And this becomes a vicious cycle because the less sleep you get, the worse your mood.
Okay, so ADHD makes it harder to sleep and the lack of sleep makes the ADHD symptoms worse?
Exactly. And parents aren't always so keen on giving their children medication to sleep, you know? Aside from the possible side effects, there are some questions about whether sleep medication improves the overall quality of sleep. So they gathered nearly 100 children who were all diagnosed with ADHD and sent them to bed. Some of them had weighted blankets and some had, you know, old-fashioned puny blankets.
I love that we're calling non-weighted blankets puny blankets.
I know, right? So they found that the kids who slept under the heft of those heavy blankets got to sleep faster and stayed asleep longer than the control group. And 11 to 14-year-olds showed a pretty massive 16-minute improvement in their sleep. And I know, maybe 16 minutes doesn't sound like a long time.
Yeah, but when you're sleep-deprived, every extra second of sleep is like a gift.
No kidding. So the study's authors are quick to point out that the parents could probably tell if their kid was using the weighted blanket, which could have influenced the results. But with more study, this could be a pretty cool non-drug intervention for the kinds of sleep trouble kids with ADHD face every night.
Oh, that's nothing to snooze at.
Oh, you thought my end of story puns were bad.
No, I tried.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
In the summer of 2022, astronomers were blown away when their instruments detected a massive burst of radio waves from outer space.
Like how massive are we talking here?
Well, massive might not be the best word, more like massively powerful. One of the scientists said that this one was so energetic it could microwave a bowl of popcorn.
I'm not impressed yet. My microwave can do that as well.
Did I mention that this hypothetical bowl of popcorn is twice the size of our own sun?
Okay, well, yeah, you failed to mention that. I need a really big microwave. Twice the size of the sun. Pretty sure I could like watch all the movies in the DC universe and probably still have some popcorn left over after that.
You think? You think you would?
All right, so what are these bursts? And if they're so powerful, like, how come we can't feel them?
Okay, so they're called fast radio bursts, or FRBs, I think. I'm checking with a friend from NASA, but haven't heard back yet. FRBs, that's what I'm not sure. But FRBs, we'll go with that. They only last milliseconds, which is probably why they were only first detected in 2007. And after analyzing the data, they figured out that the one they detected in the summer of 22 was not only the most powerful they'd ever observed, it also traveled about 8 billion years to get here. That makes it the most distant FRB ever detected.
So am I right to assume they come from alien civilizations trying to make contact?
You are probably not right about that.
Probably. So maybe?
Hey, the truth is astronomers can't be totally sure where they come from. This particular burst originated from a group of two or three galaxies that were crashing into each other, forming new stars. But how are they formed? What causes them? It's not totally understood yet. And that's what makes findings like this so exciting for astronomers.
Ah, yes. Every new discovery uncovers a new mystery, right?
Yep. And every new puzzle leads to more discoveries. For example, FRBs. Verbs, whatever we want to call them, give astronomers a really unique way to study the material between galaxies.
The stuff between galaxies, like what?
Well, that's the thing. They don't really know. It's called the intergalactic medium.
That's a good name.
Yeah, right? And all that empty space between galaxies could actually be full of stuff we don't know about yet. In fact, astronomers can estimate how much matter there should be in the universe based on the laws of physics. But check this out. The matter we can see, all the atoms and particles, only account for about half of what should be there.
I've heard about this. There's some talk that dark matter accounts for the other half, right?
If it does, detecting and studying fast radio bursts will help them figure it out. After all, these bursts of energy have traveled through huge stretches of the universe to get here. They could help them understand how all matter is distributed in the universe, including that elusive missing matter. So, stay tuned for more bursts from billions of years ago.
I'm suddenly hungry for popcorn. Like a lot of popcorn.
Like that much popcorn?
It's a lot.
Oh, maybe.
Let's recap what we learned today to wrap up.
Researchers have made a groundbreaking advance in understanding speech production using neural networks to recreate and analyze the complex processes of human speech.
A recent study in the Journal of Sleep Research found significant improvement in sleep quality among children with ADHD who used weighted blankets, offering a simple, non-invasive way for kids with ADHD to catch more Z's. This groundbreaking research opens new avenues for interventions without the use of medication.
Astronomers in Australia just hit the jackpot by detecting a fast radio burst that traveled 8 billion years to reach us. It's not only the most distant, but also the most powerful one we've seen, and it might unlock secrets about the universe's structure and missing matter. This ultra-brief cosmic flash, more energetic than 30 years of our sun's output, is nudging us closer to understanding the deep mysteries of space.
Curiosity Daily is produced by Wheelhouse DNA for Discovery.
You can follow our show wherever you get your podcasts, and we would love it if you could take a second to leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts.
Hey, marketers, advertisers, and business owners. Find yourself chatting up the same audience in the same places, using the same old lines? Maybe it's time to podcast the net further to catch your next customer. With Acast, there's plenty of fish in the sea with more than 100,000 podcasts and millions of listeners. So there's a perfect match for every business. Use our ad platform to cast your net, then narrow down using targeting such as demographic, show categories, audience segments, and more. Find your match, then reel them in. Advertise on more than 100,000 podcasts with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.